Mark Newnham is online. Mark, we just had Glenn Schofield on. I don't want to drag it on, but you were a jockey as well. It must be hard at times. We're just talking about the fall with Andrew Atkins and Glenn a couple of Saturdays ago. Just the reaction, what do you do? It's probably more just help the other mate.
Yeah, oh, look, I think he did a really good job. I mean, he was probably in a bit of shock himself, and the adrenaline's pumping 100 mile an hour. So, you know, he did a really good thing there, just getting over and comforting Andrew and just, you know, reassuring him until, you know, ambulance officers arrived. But, it probably, you know, in the position where it happened, it really hits home to the public how dangerous it can be.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But this is an interesting runner at you got in Brisbane today, Mark. Now, Deep Seas, he just showed that little bit of quality winning at Easterboo there. What do you think of him?
Yeah, really talented horse. My concern going into, you know, his first run was that at the 11:50, there'd be stages of the race there where they slackened the speed and how he would react. And unfortunately, he didn't react well. He got his head up and over raced. Josh did the right thing, just letting him stride into the race then. And hence, we've found a 1,000-metre race, really good speed in it by the looks of things. And I think it'll just be a good experience for him just to get his head down, concentrate on his job, and then let his ability take over in the straight, hopefully.
Yeah. In Brisbane this time of year, obviously, we're looking at Sires and JJ Atkins types of horses. Is he more so your sprinter?
Yeah, look, he's only a short course horse, and I'll probably turn him out after today. I only bought him in November at Breeze Up Sale in New Zealand.
Okay.
And he's a solid fella. He's a bit of a keg on legs, so I put him straight into work. And look, you know, the thing is, when you buy a horse from a Breeze Up Sale, they're not quite ready to race. They've only been taught to dash up a furlong, really. And we've worked hard at getting him to relax and use himself properly. And look, through his work and everything, he's been terrific. And his second trial, he was very good. He ran second a Liar, and he did it pretty well. But look, a few things went wrong there his first run, but he was still able to overcome it.
Sydney, you're at Hawkesbury, you got two runners here, a 6 Gibraltar girl. She looks outclassed, but she seems to have trialled a lot better this prep.
Yeah, look, this is the second prep I've had a 4. And look, it is really just her last show at the stumps before she goes to stud this year. So I've changed a few things and just trying to keep her a bit fresher. Her trials and her work have been very sharp. And she's there to try and get some black type for a future career as a broodmare. But, look, she'll parade big, but I've sort of intentionally kept her a bit that way. She's a big mare anyway, and I just think that she might be better to just race on the big side and be a bit fresh and, you know, use her turn of foot late. So, look, it'll be interesting to see how she goes, but if you're judging just off her trials and her work, you'd think she'd run well.
And Quackerjack, he resumed in race 7. He resumed as a gelding and didn't put a foot wrong there. How's he done?
Done really well. And, look, it's always been a bit rocks and diamonds with him. 10 starts, 4 wins, no placings. But, look, he paraded well the other day, and you can usually judge him on his parade. You know, a couple of times there, he's paraded poorly, especially when there was fillies in the race, and he just, you know, let us down. Hopefully we're past that now. His work's been strong. He needs a strong gallop to be effective. So hopefully with Kylie and Sheriff, I'd imagine they'll probably, you know, put on a decent tempo. But, you know, I've spoken to Josh already, and look, if they hesitate, he'd be happy to take it up.
Yeah, it seems like game on there. All right. Good luck with them today. Looks an interesting day for you.
Good. Thanks very much, fellas.
And, Mark, just with Deep Sea, have you got any others? Is Scarlet Dream still going north?
Yep. She'll trial at Warwick Farm next Friday, and then she'll run in the Roses on the 18th. Unfortunately, the Oaks is at Doomben again this year, which not ideal, because you're running in Oaks at 2,200 on a very tired track. So I'll make a decision after the Roses whether she goes on to the Oaks, or there's a possibility we might just save her for the Derby. If that track's in trouble, you know, she might be better off at the mile and a half at Eagle Farm.
Okay, we'll wait and see. I think the reason they've done that is that they didn't want to have the... because they just got it back. I don't think they wanted to have the sequence of meetings at Eagle Farm, and if the rain did arrive, I think that's the reasoning behind moving the Oaks. But as you explained, it's not ideal.
I did ring about that about 5 or 6 weeks ago when I saw it. You know, I had a couple of fillies that might suit. But really, the better option would have been just to move the race. You know, they explained to me that they didn't want to race 3 weeks in a row at Eagle Farm, but you know, if they moved the race and then made it a fortnight for the Derby, they'd probably get a better field in both.
Yeah, understand. Mm. Yeah. All right, good on you, Mark. I hope they both run well, or all of them run well today.
Great, thanks very much.